It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. $2 billion a year. That's what a new Senate report says Americans spend on extra charges on their phone bill. A lot of that is because of something called cramming. A little item appears on your bill, something you didn't authorize, and you pay it without even noticing. Tony Rahm from Politico says folks in Washington are talking about cramming, but the problem remains.
The Senate has been interested at the same time the FCC has been interested in just cracking down on these charges. You know, the FCC does have these truth in billing rules. It has done things over the year to try to make billing practices more transparent. But despite all of that, these charges are still showing up on consumers' bills, even though they're doing work to try to opt out of them or contact their phone companies.
Now the Federal Communications Commission is sketching out new rules regarding cramming. Joel Guerin of the FCC says relying on the private sector wasn't working.
Phone companies have taken some steps to clean up this problem, but it clearly has not been enough. So when we see that the industry's own efforts, for whatever reason, are not doing the job, that's when we step in and propose our own rules.
What kinds of things are showing up on people's bills?
They range from the kinds of things that you might expect to see on a phone bill, like long-distance services or voicemail services, to things like horoscopes, diet plans, yoga lessons.
How can a yoga class get on my phone bill? How do these things even get on there?
Well, you know, what happens is that an unscrupulous company can put charges on your bill simply by having your phone number. They are required by law to get your authorization. But what we've found in cases that the Federal Communications Commission has looked at through our Enforcement Bureau, often these companies don't get your authorization at all.
So if I'm looking at a phone bill, I mean, are these things going to show up as yoga lessons, or are they going to show up under some sort of weird code? Like, how do I know that there's something funky on there?
You cannot expect that every charge that's on there is going to say exactly what it's for. You may find that some of these charges from third parties are separated out because they're required to be by existing rules, but others may simply be mixed in there with charges from the phone company themselves in a way that makes it very difficult to detect. So one of our proposed rules would require companies to separate out those third-party charges more clearly. Another thing that consumers can do, people can choose to block third-party charges, but they can only do that if they know that it's an option. What we've found is that a lot of phone companies do have the technology to block third-party charges, which prevents this problem, but they'll only tell you about that if you call and complain that you've been the victim of cramming. So another one of our proposed rules is that the phone companies should make it clear that you have that option to block third-party charges if that's an option they offer.
More about cramming at marketplacetech.org. Time to report the findings.
According to a recent study,
a third of iPhone owners think they're on a 4G network, even though they're not. This from a survey from the research company Retrievo. The problem may be the name. The current iPhone is the iPhone 4. The one before that, the 3G and 3GS, and those ran on a 3G network. So the iPhone 4 must be on a 4G network, right? Wrong. It's 3G too. But, and this is kind of important, over 60% did not care what kind of network they were on. If they can make calls and do email and web, it's all fine. Take note, wireless carriers. Maybe we just want it to be good enough. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.